This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The British Defense Ministry said Sunday in its intelligence update on Ukraine that Russia is suffering extremely heavy casualties, but that their impact is not being felt in the wealthiest cities of Moscow and St. Petersburg. VOA's Steve Karish has the story.
The report said the deaths of soldiers from the eastern regions are at a rate of 30 to 40 times higher than in Moscow. Ethnic minorities are taking the biggest hit. In Astrakhan, for example, about 75% of the casualties are among minority Kazakhs and Tatars. The British ministry said that while Russia continues to look for ways to increase its combat personnel, insulating the better off and more influential elements of Russian society will highly likely remain a major consideration. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's SBU security services on Sunday confirmed the identity of a Ukrainian soldier who was killed by a hail of bullets in an execution video that went viral. SBU investigators named the soldier as 42-year-old Oleksandr Igorovich Matsievsky. He was a sniper with the 163rd Battalion of the Territorial Defense Brigade in Chernihiv, northeastern Ukraine. A United Nations Security Council delegation wrapped up a three-day visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, with ambassadors stressing a political solution to end the raging M23 rebel conflict. The M23 has seized swaths of territory in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province since re-emerging from dormancy in late 2021. M23 fighters have also advanced in recent days, threatening to cut off all road links to Goma, a city of more than 1 million people on the Rwandan border. VOA News. Iran's mission to the United Nations says a breakthrough agreement with Saudi Arabia restoring bilateral relations could help bring a political settlement to Yemen after 9 years of war. That's according to reports from Iranian state media on Sunday. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed Friday to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen their embassies. The two nations had been at odds for 7 years of tensions that brought the two regional powerhouses to the brink of conflict on opposite sides of Yemen's civil war. Authorities say at least 8 people died and others are unaccounted for after a pair of migrant smuggling boats flipped over near a San Diego beach. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
It's one of the worst boat smuggling accidents off the coast of California.
We've lost 8 souls.
San Diego Lifeguard Chief James Gartland on KGTV says they spent the early morning hours Sunday searching for possible survivors. After receiving a 911 call from a woman who said that her boat had capsized along with a second vessel. When rescuers arrived, 8 were dead, some 15 others unaccounted for.
We did the best we could to recover people from the water, try and find survivors.
Coast Guard Captain James Spittler says smuggling enterprises lure these migrants into a dangerous trip.
These people are often labor trafficked and sex trafficked when they arrive.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
4 space station astronauts are back on Earth after a quick SpaceX flight home. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast late Saturday. The crew from the U.S., Russia, and Japan spent 5 months at the International Space Station. Among those returning was NASA's Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman to fly in space. She says she couldn't wait to feel the wind on her face, smell fresh grass, and enjoy some delicious Earth food. Their replacements arrived at the space station more than a week ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A suspension of diplomatic ties between Nicaragua and the Vatican has been proposed, according to Nicaragua's foreign ministry on Sunday. This follows reports it had moved toward breaking relations with the Holy See. The brief statement from the foreign ministry made reference to news reports about a rupture while criticizing the media. The Chicago River was dyed green on Saturday as part of an annual tradition marking the St. Patrick's Day holiday. The dyeing of the river, which is done by pouring gallons of dye into the water from small boats, kicks off a day of festivities, including the city's annual St. Patrick's Day parade on the Saturday before March 17th. Event organizers say the green hue lasts in the river for several days. Marissa Melton, VOA.